When we reflect upon perception, remember that what we see, what we hear, what we feel, sense through the body, what we taste or smell, what we think, can only be a small portion of the true reality. Our senses produce a working copy of the way things are. It's a sketchy, partial image, an incomplete image. Ignorance, avijja, is believing that what I see, what I hear, what I think, what I feel, is the whole and true picture of exactly the way things are. We believe our thoughts, our opinions, we believe our visual impressions, what we see, what we hear, and we call that the real world. Well, this is avijja, ignorance. Vijja is to know sabbe sankhara anicca. All conditioned things are uncertain, impermanent. Sabbe sankhara dukkha. All conditioned things are incomplete, imperfect, incapable of totally satisfying. The development of wisdom is based around the mindfulness of that quality of uncertainty. Remembering, this is my impression of how things look. This is my memory. This is my opinion. This is what I'm hearing. It's not the whole story. It's not the absolute truth. It's part of a picture that the mind creates as a working reality, a working model of the way things are. It helps us to relate to other people, to get through a day, to look after ourselves, to clothe ourselves, to keep the body safe and comfortable. It's a good enough working reality, but dukkha arises when we take it to be the only reality. In order to develop wisdom, to develop right view, depends upon us recollecting this is seeing, this is hearing, this is remembering, this is planning, this is thinking, this is an opinion, this is a favored belief. This is what I like to think of as being true, as being right. That's what this is. It's an impression, a subjective view. It arises, it passes away. It can't be the whole picture. It can't be the whole story. If you're familiar with those children's games where you have a sheet of paper with lots of dots on with numbers by them, and as you join up the dots, from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4, slowly a picture emerges. As you join up the dots, draw a line between each one, slowly we begin to see a picture. It's a dog, it's a house, it's a bicycle. It's a fish. Our perceptions, hearing my voice, feeling the body, the thoughts in the mind, the mental images, the memories. This is just like joining up the dots. We put a few things together and a bit of a picture emerges. We go, oh, it's a bicycle. Oh, it's a fish. It's a dog. And just as those dots with the lines between them are only a rough representation of a dog or a fish or a house or a tree, a bicycle. It's not the real thing. It's only a representation, a sketchy image that refers to that. Or when we relate to our own perceptions, our thoughts, our ideas, our plans, our opinions, our emotions, in that same way, this is the gateway to wisdom. This is where we find freedom. Because when we recognize, well, this is just a feeling of love, a feeling of fear, a feeling of negativity or attraction. That's what this is. The eye sees an object and attraction arises. The ear hears a sound and aversion arises. That's all. It's not that thing is bad or that thing is beautiful. It can't be beautiful in and of itself. It can't be bad in and of itself. That's just the impression that the mind makes. It's just how the dots get joined up together and we say, bad, don't like, good, want, dangerous, get away. The more that the wisdom faculty can see that these are just personal, subjective, conditioned impressions, just sankhara, conditioned formations that arise and pass away, then that wisdom, that true seeing, becomes a refuge for the heart. The mind doesn't invest in the liked or the disliked, the attractive or the frightening. It doesn't invest in an opinion or a belief or a fear in the same way. It's just a doubt. It arises and passes away. It's just a hunger. Arises and passes away. It's just a feeling of irritation, pain. It arises and passes away. It can't be more than just a mental formation. It tells you, I'm a real pain. Ow! Get away! Bad! Stop it! But when there's a clear seeing, even though there's a common sense to protect the body, in that moment of pain or hunger, coldness or heat, clear seeing reveals that it's just a pattern of consciousness, just a sankhara. It says, this is pain. But what is it? It's just another sand grain of the Ganges River. Just another pattern of consciousness saying pain. Another one says pleasure. They're empty, insubstantial. Just mental formations, sankhara arising and passing away. And the faculty that knows that, the eye of wisdom, the panya chaku, that is the refuge. Taking refuge in Buddha wisdom, being the one who knows, being wakefulness, being awake. And knows, well, this is a feeling of pain. Ow, ow. But it is just a feeling. There is a longing, an attraction, like, whoa, that looks really interesting. But it's just a pattern of consciousness. The quality that knows that, in an undiluted, open, unbiased way, That's the refuge. That's the island that you cannot go beyond. That quality of wakeful knowing, awakened awareness. We're not trying to annihilate our personal impressions or say that our opinions are bad, stupid. Not saying the body isn't worth looking after and protecting, feeding and nursing when sick. All those functions we follow and look after, take care of in a straightforward, natural way. But all of those functions and responses are seen with a broad view, an open view. Not taking them to be absolutely real. Not taking them to be me or mine. Qualities that are owned by a person, by a me, an I. The mind which knows this is feeling, this is hearing, this is remembering, this is liking, this is disliking. And knows that that's just like a ripple, a little wavelet on the surface of the infinite ocean of Dhamma, of reality. That heart is freed from limitation by that particular wave, by that particular love or hate, gain or loss, pain or pleasure. It's just another ripple on the ocean. That's all. It has this shape, but it's just another changing ripple. And the ocean of Dhamma, the ocean of natural the reality of nature, is vast, immeasurable, inconceivable. The mental impressions are just like a few waves, a few ripples on a small patch of the surface. It's what we call my world. What I see, what I think, what I feel, what I remember, what I plan, what I understand. It's just a tiny little patch of the surface of an infinite ocean. Measureless, profound. Yeah, the Buddha said this over and over again. It's profound, deep, immeasurable, inconceivable. It can't be reckoned in terms of concept or words. The mistake is that the little bits that we can use words and concepts to refer to, that little patch of the surface, we say that's what's real. My little patch, my little version of reality. That's the whole story. And try to pretend that the rest of the ocean is not there. But that reality, the reality of the way things are, is vast, immeasurable, profound, inconceivable. And when we remember that our thoughts, our perceptions, our what we see and hear is just a thin, sketchy representation. We remember it's only a part of the picture, part of the story. Then we free the heart from trying to take refuge, trying to hold on and rely upon what is unreliable. We free the heart from trying to find satisfaction in what is incapable of satisfying. Seeing that this mind, this body, everything that we are, is part of a vast, inconceivable, natural order, the Dhamma itself. When the view is changed like that, We simply recollect everything is uncertain. Our judgments are uncertain. Our perceptions are uncertain. That's very threatening to the ego that wants to rely upon this opinion, wants to rely upon this plan or this thought, this sight, this sound. It's threatening to the ego, but it's liberating to the heart. As we now enter the last couple of weeks of formal retreat together, perceiving this time today, or images of the time in the future, or what life will be like once the winter retreat is over, to cultivate this change of view, is to remember it's all uncertain, mainair, unpredictable. Not sure. How will it be? Not sure. What's happening now? Not sure. Is this thought true? Not sure. Uncertainty is the gateway to liberation. It's supposed to threaten ego-centered, self-centered views. That's what it's designed to do. But it supports the vision of Dhamma, the view of reality itself. It frees the heart. So during this time, I encourage making the effort to develop this anicca sanya, the perception of uncertainty in relationship to our thoughts, sense perceptions, what we see, hear, smell, taste, touch, what we remember, what we plan. And then see the results for yourself. When you recollect, sabbe sankhara anicca, all conditioned things, all formations are uncertain. See what happens. See how that changes your view. See what effect upon the heart that has. Then you'll know for yourself.